nothing to be ashamed of for the Apple Sox as they fall to the Yakima Valley Pippins by a 7-6 score on Thursday night at Yakima County Stadium. Wenatchee trailed 6-0 after the bottom of the first inning, but came back to draw within one run. They put the tying run on the base paths a couple of times, but couldn't quite get him across. They did everything they could to try and even this game up, but the comeback bid falls just short. Let's go to the scoring of this game. I mentioned that bottom of the first inning for the Pippins, where they came out ready to roll. 11 men came to the plate. Each of the first six men came to the plate and reached base and scored as the Pippins took an early commanding lead. 6 runs on 6 hits in the opening frame. The Apple Sox would answer back immediately, though. In the second inning, Cannon Peary led off with a base hit to extend his hitting streak to 7 games. Luca Boscarino followed with a single. He wouldn't get credited with an RBI thanks to an error, but the Apple Sox were able to get on the board. First pitch to him, dumped also into right field. Back-to-back base hits. Peary gets the wave around second. He will head to third. Boscarino caught in between first and second. Peary will try to break home, and it looks like he's going to come in to score. They will not get Boscarino out. The tag was applied, but the ball could not be held onto by Shipman, and Boscarino moves into scoring position. Comes the ball hit over toward center field that got down for a base hit. Boscarino went towards second, was caught in a rundown, but the tag could not be applied as the ball got away. He was not able to be retired, and as a result, he would stay on base, and that would be important because with 2 outs in the inning, Elijah Pelayo picked up a big base hit. The 1-0. Pelayo swings and dumps it into left center field, a base hit. It's a 2-out RBI single by Elijah Pelayo in to score from third Boscarino to make it a 4-run deficit now for Wenatchee. Pelayo drove in Boscarino to make it a 6-2 ball game. Wenatchee was still trailing. Braden Boyd came back onto the bump and was able to retire the side in the second inning and strand a couple of men on the base paths. He would also shut down the Pippins in the third and fourth innings. A tough start for him overall, but you gotta love the swagger that he had to come back out and get some big outs, including striking out back-to-back hitters in the fourth inning. The 1-2 again from Boyd. Swing and a miss for strike three. He secures the strikeout. Back-to-back punchouts to end the fourth inning. Boyd finished with 4 innings. I mentioned the 6 runs given up, but it was a 6-2 game after 4 innings. Wenatchee got a little bit closer in the fifth inning. Elijah Pelayo led off with a single, stole second, and then with 1 out was doubled in by Aiden Doherty. First pitch to him is swung on and dumped into right field the opposite way. A chance maybe for two. It goes toward the wall. Blazak fires it in. It will be an RBI double. Aiden Doherty, first pitch swinging, plates Pelayo, and all of a sudden, it's a 6-3 ball game. Doherty had been 0-for in each of the first 3 games of the series until that double. He would come around to score a batter later when a ball hit by Max Hartman to the right side took a funky hop and put the Apple Sox just 2 runs back of tying up the game. The 0-1 swung on a grounded over toward first base, past the glove of the first baseman Angulo. Doherty waved around from third. He will come in and score an RBI single for Max Hartman. It's 6-4 now, Wenatchee only down by two. After Hartman's single, Cade Benavidez also singled, so that put runners at first and second. The Pippins made a pitching change, bringing on big reliever Donovan Jackson, who would go on to earn the victory in relief. And the Sox attempted a double steal. Hartman successfully stole third. Mauricio Guardado threw to second and gunned down Cade Benavidez to end the inning. So that was a really tough situation for the Sox. The side was retired there, and the Pippins would add a run of insurance in the bottom of the sixth inning, scoring with 2 outs on an RBI single by Zach Blazak, his third and final hit of the evening. Wenatchee wasn't finished, though. They continued to claw back, scoring 2 runs in the eighth inning. It started out inauspiciously with a ground out to start the frame. Benavidez drew a walk. Cannon Peary picked up his second hit of the ball game, and then Luca Boscarino reached on an error to load up the bases. Now, Antonio Gianni did strike out with the bases loaded and one down, but Hunter Freeburg would reach on a ball that didn't leave the infield. It was hit deep on the right side to the edge of the infield dirt. Spencer Shipman came up with the ball, didn't have anyone to cover first base. Not only would Cade Benavidez easily score from third, Cannon Peary kept running with 2 outs in the inning and scored all the way from second as the Apple Sox made it a 7-6 game. Now in a 2-2 count against Friedberg. The pitch. Swung on and grounded over toward the first base side. Deep in the hole. Shipman has it. There's no one to throw it first. And able to score comes Benavidez. Right behind him. Also scoring. It's Cannon Peary. Wenatchee gets two runs on an infield single to make this a 7-6 ball game. What beautiful base running for Cannon Peary. Scoring from second with two outs and the bases loaded. And it's a one-run ball game with two down in the eighth. In the eighth inning, the Pippins were looking for insurance after the Sox scored twice in the bottom half. And a 7-6 game looked like it was going to evolve a little bit worse for the Sox. A leadoff walk and a sacrifice bunt put a man in scoring position. Casey Wayne singled to put runners at first and third. Zach Blazak couldn't put down a sacrifice bunt, maybe on the suicide squeeze attempt. He bunted strike three foul while showing the bunt. And that was an out for him. And then Preston Allen struck out to strand two men on the base paths. Allen back from the left side. Bozell, the right-hander on the bump, ready to go. Deals a pitch that swung on and missed for strike three. Let's go to the ninth. Two men stranded in the eighth. In the ninth inning, the Apple Sox were really close to putting the tying run in scoring position. Aiden Doherty reached on an error on a ground ball to the side of the mound that could not be flipped to first. He broke for second and was gunned down on a perfect throw by Mauricio Guardado. Guardado with two game-saving throws in a lot of ways. Talked about him catching Benavidez, stealing in the fifth, and then robbing Doherty in the ninth inning. After that, Max Hartman popped out to left field to end the ball game, and the Apple Sox fell to the Pippins by 7-6 score. Got an extra bedroom in your house? Consider hosting an Apple Sox player this summer. Wenatchee Apple Sox players come to the Apple Capital of the World from all across the country and need homes to stay in. Players are great role models for children and can become your new favorite player to root for at each home game. The Apple Sox thank host parents by giving them free season tickets. To learn more about becoming a host parent, please email info@applesox.com. Apple Sox games are the perfect summer plan for kids of all ages. Kids 11 and younger get in free for all 31 home games this summer thanks to the Wenatchee Valley YMCA. Simply come to the ticket booth with your youngster to get in for free or use the code APPLEKIDS at checkout while purchasing tickets online at applesox.com/schedule. While you're at it, check out applesoxcamps.com to sign up for youth clinics with our players and coaches this summer. I'm Joel Norman, and we're now joined by Apple Sox starting pitcher Garrett Ahern, who turned in his second start of the summer last night. And Garrett, in that one, a little bit further than the first one. 4 1/3 after the four innings of the before. You pitched into that fifth inning before exiting. Tell me about how you felt like yesterday's start was a step forward for you in a lot of ways.
Definitely just trying to attack more. First pitch strikes, just attacking the corners, mixing in off-speed, throwing that for strikes. So definitely thought it was an improvement from the first game.
It seemed like that first outing was a lot of fastball usage, and you painted those corners pretty well. Now, how was that like kind of adding some of the breaking balls in a little more regularly, I'll say?
Yeah, definitely added him, pitched a bit more off-speed this time around just because just trying to work on it more, and I think it was a more better like offensive team than the last week, so definitely helped a lot for me growing in the summer, so.
You've got two teams you've faced so far who are in the playoff picture. Both have reasonable playoff expectations. How good is that for you to kind of jump in and be pitching in high leverage opportunities immediately?
It feels good. Definitely it'll help me definitely next year just with possibly pitching like the WAC tournament or anything like that, any postseason stuff. So definitely helps a lot.
We talked about that last week, about how you had gone from pitching NCAA tournament to pitching in summer ball, moving in, shifting the energy a little bit from one level of play to another. How's this been now with the everyday grind of this season? As a starting pitcher, you're only being used kind of once a week, but you've got a whole week to prepare as well.
It's definitely different from playing at GCU, but I enjoy it. No, just going out and watching baseball every day is pretty fun, so yeah.
How fun has it been to watch your teammate Cannon Peary with this team, the way he's been swinging lately?
It's been great watching him because he had a pretty good year last year, so it was fun to watch him definitely this season so far.
How nice has that been for both of you, just coming here and having at least someone else you know heading into a summer ball team?
It definitely helps a lot just with, like, making more friends on the team, just, like, knowing someone else. So it definitely helps a lot.
Your dad told me the other day I had to ask you about a story where you had hit a bird before with a pitch, your Randy Johnson moment. I mentioned it briefly last night on the broadcast, but I don't know the full story, so I'd love to hear it. I'm sure listeners would as well.
It was like my sophomore year in high school. It was just like a little fall scrimmage, and I just pitched and I hit a bird coming by. It was kind of crazy. Got in the news and everything, but yeah, that was definitely like a top moment of my baseball career. It was pretty sick to see that.
Was it like Randy Johnson in spring training where the bird just completely exploded essentially, or?
It split in half. It was pretty crazy, but yeah, it was pretty sick.
Is there video footage of it then?
There is, but it's not too good, but you can definitely see it.
So what was the ruling? That was a no pitch essentially? How did the umpire and everyone else react?
Well, the batter swung, so I guess it's a strike. I don't know. So
it's hard to say his reaction. It's like, you gotta know what if it bounces off, I guess it's a live ball, right?
Yeah, I guess. I have no idea how they rule that.
Really cool stuff. Garrett, thank you for the time. Best of luck next week when we see you again.
All right, thank you.
Apple Sox fans, get ready for baseball. The Apple Sox are getting ready to host their longest homestand of the season with 6 games in as many days from June 21st to 26th. Don't miss out on special event days such as Bark in the Park Night on Sunday, $2 off Tuesday, and Win At You Wednesday. Tickets are available online now at applesox.com/schedule. Win At You Apple Sox Baseball, celebrating summer one inning at a time. Let's wrap things up here from Yakima County Stadium after the Apple Sox fall by a 7-6 score against the Pippins. Wenatchee scores 6 runs on 9 hits, no errors committed, and 5 men left on base. The Pippins score 7 runs on 11 hits, commit 3 errors, and strand 8 men on the base paths. The win goes to Donovan Jackson. He went 3 2/3 innings, did surrender 2 runs. They were both deemed unearned on 2 hits, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. The loss goes to Braden Boyd. He picked himself up after a tough start, but did surrender 6 runs on 6 hits in the first inning, 6 runs on 8 hits overall, 3 walks and 2 strikeouts in 4 innings of work. Time of the game, 2 hours and 30 minutes, and the attendance, 1,381 fans on hand for the series finale between the Apple Sox and the Yakima Valley Pippins. Wenatchee drops 2 of 3 games in a series against an opponent for the first time this season. It's June 20th at the time we're saying this. I think if you're hearing that, that has to say a lot about how this Apple Sox team has been playing. And now it's back to work. A new series starts this weekend as they welcome the Walla Walla Suites into town, first on Friday night for a 6:35 p.m. game, same time on Saturday. Series wraps up on Sunday at 5:35 before 3 straight games at 6:35 against the Kelowna Falcons, Monday through Wednesday. And that is when we will talk to you next. Tickets are available for all 6 of those games right now at applesox.com/schedule, a 6-game homestand of 6 games in 6 days. If you can't make it out, you can tune in on the Apple Sox Radio Network. Pre-game coverage begins 20 minutes prior to first pitch each night.